Love Talk Radio.
This is Watchman on the Wall, Elder G. Bazaar, coming to you on End Time Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazaar and Brother Tim from out of Texas. We're going to be coming on this evening, this afternoon. We're going to be talking about 2 hours about end times, the end time. We're living in the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that was, the one that is, and the one that comes, the Almighty, the Everlasting Father. 2,000 years he's been gone. Amen. And we're living in the very, very edge of the last days. Amen. We're living in that last generation. This generation started in 1948, the last generation, where Israel became a nation for the first time over the period of 2,600 years. Israel is back in motion. Israel is coming back, and when she comes back and restored into the land, the Antichrist will arise, and the Jewish people will believe that this is the true Christ, which he will not be the true Christ. He is a false Messiah, the final and the only one that will fulfill the last 7 years. Judgment will come upon the earth. It is called the week of times of Jacob trouble. It's called the tribulation period. It's called the end time, the end times of the end times. And me and Brother Tim going to try to break it down for you according to the word of God and nothing but the word of God. We're not even attempting to try to fix it up to please what people want it to be. It's not going to be like people trying to make it to be, just like the rapture. I'm going to hit a little bit on this a little bit because the rapture is a pre-rapture. It's a pre-trib rapture. Jesus Christ will absolutely, definitely, uniquely rapture the body of Christ out of the way before the tribulation period starts. We're at the point now where It's so bad that you cannot get nothing good but out of the word of God. Anything else is satanic, and the devil's working 24/7, double time, overtime, no coffee breaks, no nothing. He's not taking no breaks. He's trying to set up his kingdom on earth, which he cannot be successful because the kingdom of God is coming, and it's coming through the period of 7 years, the millennium reign. At the end of the 7 year tribulation, the millennium reign will start. Jesus Christ will be back on this earth, and he will rule and reign for 1,000 years. So what we want to do, me and Brother Tim going to do, we're going to have prayer. I'm going to give it to Brother Tim in about a minute or two. He's going to say a few words, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into the word of God and try our best to show you in scriptures, amen, number one, that the rapture is getting ready to happen. That's what we're going to try to show you. The rapture is getting ready to happen. We don't know what hour. We don't know what day. We don't know what minute or second. But according to the scriptures, we are at that time where everything is taking place according to the scriptures in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be the number one item from here to 2030. Jerusalem will be the focal point, and we can't escape it because the nations of the world wants to get rid of the Jewish people. They want to get rid of them, and they can't get rid of them because God said, I'm not through with my people. I've got to bring my people back into the land. So that's what we're going to be talking on, rapture and 144,000. We're going to talk on the cross. The cross is the number one, the centerfold of not religion. It's not the centerfold of religion. It's the centerfold of salvation, delivered from sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. No other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. There's many ways you can go to hell. There's all kind of religions you can go to hell, but there's only one way. Absolutely, one way
Amen.
That The only way you can get to heaven, the only one way, I don't know what they're supposed to get all this shit crap. They dig up out of the left side of hell. All kind of man trying to reach God. Man cannot reach God. Man ain't got the power to reach God. Man can't even reach himself. Only thing God can do, God got to reach us. And when he did, he came all the way down from heaven. Born of a woman, God in man, stayed on this earth 33.5 years, died, suffered, hung on the cross, put in the grave. On the third day morning, he got up out the grave. You know how? You know how? Because he was God. And he paid. Only God paid for the price of sin. And he did that through his son, Jesus Christ. That's what we're going to pinpoint that. So, you're going to think it's a broken record. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what preacher, what bishop, what church or what religion or whatever they come up with, anything else. Amen. Other than the bird, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is hell-bent. Brother Tim, come on with me, man. Let's take some people who really don't understand about this year's salvation and about the end times you're facing. Go ahead, brother.
Amen, brother. Amen. Good to be here. Amen. It's a blessing to be back. Any opportunity that I get, amen, to bless his name and praise his name. Amen. I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this ministry. Amen.
Yes, sir, you're part of it.
Amen. And waking up the world, those that are asleep. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I saw on the video the other day, something about the Russian president, amen, Putin, amen, has been advancing armies, I believe it was to the Afghanistan border.
Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, amen, Ukraine, there we go. Amen, and you know, people are saying that's a warning. I'm not going to say what it is. But he did make a statement to the USA and to NATO.
Yes, sir.
And the funny thing about now, you can say what you want to, amen, but when
amen.
You start seeing army tanks and men with guns, I don't know how else to take that. But
they're going to
amen, brother, to me, it looks like something that we call war.
War.
And rumors of war. Amen. And so it takes, amen, brother. And it reminds me of the red horse. And
yeah, the red horse, that's it,
brother. And thinking about that, I remember what you said, you believe the Antichrist, and you say that you know who he is and that he's on the earth now. And it's strange that you have the white horse, okay, which is the one that the Antichrist is on, not the one that the real Christ
exactly.
you just talked
exactly.
about.
That's right.
Amen, the false Christ, and how he wants to remove the real Christ. And the Antichrist come first, and you had mentioned that he's on, he's nearby, he's here, he just hasn't been revealed yet. And now we got the red horse. Amen.
Yeah.
You see the wars and rumors of wars. And it's just brother, when I say it amazed me that being in the circle of the church, that nobody's talking about this. You don't hear
nobody
in the churches. And then now you may go on YouTube and find a few videos, and that's good. That's good that they're teaching that. But I want them to also explain, how do people miss this? Meaning
they
that how
it.
Can they miss the great tribulation? We don't want you here. You need to be out of here with us when these things come on the scene. And we've been preaching for a good while now, saying that the only way that you're going to escape is you accept the Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way. Out of this.
That's right.
People are buying guns. I know I've been saying this. Like he said, we may sound like a broken record, but it's fine because this is the word. People are looking for all kind of earthly shelter and security, but they're not going to find it.
Come
Lord
on now.
Amen. Remind me of Revelation, the 6th chapter, verse 16. It said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Man, let me tell you, them folks, when they accept that mark, Lord have mercy. If you hear this message and you still not yet believe, when the man of sin be revealed, which is the Antichrist,
come on.
And they start cutting off people's heads, you better line up with them.
You better line up
because, man, let me tell you, what's coming and what people don't understand, it ain't Satan that you got to fear. Lord have mercy. It's the Most High God. Lord have mercy. The Most High God, because, man, I'm telling you, right now, brother, I had a vision that this planet is going to be so tore up when we come back at the end of the tribulation. Right before the 1,000-year reign, the planet is going to be, you ain't going to be able to recognize it. You ain't going to be able to recognize where you used to live. You ain't going to be able to recognize graveyards. The graveyards going to be tore up. Amen. Houses going to be gone missing. The earth going to be in shifted. Where you went to high school, where you used to live, where you used to work, you ain't going to recognize the earth when you come back. The blood, the sea going to be red. Lord have mercy. The sea is going to be red. The earth is going to be broken up. A great earthquake like there never has been before. I'm talking about the entire planet. Can you imagine the entire planet? See, what people don't realize about an earthquake, and I've never been in a serious earthquake, but I had a brother that used to live out on the West Coast out in California. And, man, he said, brother, these earthquakes are real. He said, they ain't nothing like them little shakes we get back in Texas. So we get them little shakes, and most times they be fracking. They be messing with the earth, and you can feel the earth move and shake. But, man, he said, them earthquakes be so scary. He said, them things last 5 seconds, man. He said, that's a long time. You don't think 5 seconds is a long time. But, amen, brother. But he said, when stuff gets to falling and shaking for 5 seconds, man, I say, Lord, have mercy. And so can you imagine this earthquake that's going to happen in the Great Tribulation? The earth going to open up. Lord, have mercy. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible says, like the old school saints, you said, they don't talk like this no more in the church. Everybody want to laugh and crack jokes and talk about money. But the old school saints, I remember the old school saints and the old school sisters in the church used to say, and who shall be able to stand?
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Brothers, there's a time, and I'm going to tell you right now, and people talk about, I don't know where people get in this mess that they talk about, we going to be here. We've said it time and time again. I don't know where they get that false doctrine from.
I don't know.
Amen, brother. There you go. That's where they had to have got it from, because the Bible says that we will not be here. And you can go to Revelation, the 3rd. That's right. Revelation, they're going to be here. I'm not going to be here. You go to Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 10. And Christ said it himself. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Watch this. Now, this sounds like a promise to me, brother. I don't know about you, but
it's
this sounds like a promise. He said, I also will keep thee, meaning you and me, the church, those that really truthfully believe in our heart and confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. If you will call on the name of God, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. He said that I shall keep thee from the hour of temptation. And we can see the hour of temptation is happening right now.
Right now, Brother Tim.
We are being tempted with this pandemic, because you want to know why? This was a decree. Amen. Hey, it ain't over. It's a decree that said that at some point, in order for you to do something, go into the store, buy, sell. Merchants had to comply with all the earthly governments, with the Babylonian, amen, the Babylonian religion, the Babylonian What's the next one? The one is the religion. What's the other one? What am I looking for? The Babylonian.
Media Persian.
Amen.
The Media Persian. Yes, sir. The Greece. Greece Empire. The Roman Empire. Yes, sir.
Right. You got to agree with that. The fall of Babylon. You have to agree with Babylon, the religion, and also Babylon, the merchants. You have to agree with that.
Yes, sir.
If you want
yes,
to sell, if you want to go into a restaurant, they had these signs on everything. You have to stay 6 feet from one another. All the stores have to have signs. All the merchants around the world, all the earth, have to revamp their business in order to open up and do business, to comply.
Yes, sir. Yes,
with
sir.
This.
It's coming.
Amen. In order to sell, in order for you to buy, you have to have a mask on. You have to stand 6 feet from one another. Amen. You have to comply. And we are right now on the verge
right now,
of
in
this
it.
Thing.
We're in it.
Amen. We are in it. Amen. We are here. And do not for once make light. But I see the so-called saints. These are the people that's going to be here is what I believe. They just ignoring it. Now, not
ignoring
all of them because some of them believe. But there's a lot of folks that just act like there ain't nothing happening. Hey, we going back to normal.
There ain't nothing happening.
Man, normal is gone until Christ come back. Amen. Until Christ return at the end of the tribulation. And watch what it says in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10.
Go ahead, brother.
He said, which shall come upon all.
Oh.
Well, it didn't say some. It didn't say half. It didn't say the United States and Europe. It says all of the world.
Oh.
And it said, watch
yeah.
this. It said to try them that dwell
uh-huh.
upon the earth.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Now, if Christ said that I'm going to keep you, see, people want to say this. No, this ain't we ain't in the tribulation yet. This ain't it.
No, nope.
This right here, as the brother said the other week, this right here is child's play. This is cupcake compared to what's coming.
Yeah.
this is a piece of cake compared to what's coming. And we just trying to get you ready and prepared for what's about to hit this planet. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, if you ain't received them as your – and the joke should – yeah, the way about the babies, they're going to be gone.
They're going to be gone.
Twinkin'
of an eye.
What about the kids? That's right. The kindergarten, the kid, the baby, you know, in the twinkling of an eye, he going to take them out of the earth. Because he's going to judge those that have been disobedient, rebellious, reprobate, or
yes.
reprobate, however the way you want to see it. Amen. It's all the same. Amen.
Yes.
Tomato,
yes.
tomato.
Yes.
Hyperbole or hyperbole. Amen. However the way you want to see it. Amen. He going to test those that know better. See, when you know better, amen.
All right.
But amen. But he going to come out. He going to judge the world. Amen.
Judge
the world. I'm going to come back, bro. But I just want to say that. He going to judge
okay,
the world.
Okay.
But we not
okay.
going to be here. Amen. Pre-tribulation. Go ahead, brother.
All right, brother God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bow before you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We ask you right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We want you to anoint this program. Anoint Brother Tim. Anoint my mind, my soul. That we can warn the people before it's too late after the catching away of God's people. And we pray, oh Heavenly Father, that we will be able to touch somebody's heart and give them a hope beyond our hope. And that hope is none other than in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came all the way down from portals of glory and gave his life for them. Through his life and his death and his burial and his resurrection, that we can be caught up to meet him in the air, and ever so we shall be with the Lord. We ask you to go with us, touch us, Lord, that it'll be benefit for the saving of people's souls, whoever they may be or wherever they may be. Red, don't care what color they are, what their ethnic background or what's their status quo, you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. We pray in Jesus' name. Church, say amen. You good points right there. And the only thing I can say is, Lord, have mercy. And
yes,
we are centered under compassionate. We are centered in love Lord have mercy, please, please listen to the word of God and what God has to say to these last and evil days. And one of the greatest unique prophecies, a lot of people don't even take heed. They don't take heed what's going on in the world today. And like I said, the number one culprit today, the number one pinpoint today is Jerusalem. Jerusalem. You're going to hear more about Jerusalem from this day on until the return of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Jerusalem is the focal point of Christ's return. Ooh, it's the focal point. That's where God, Almighty God, through his son Jesus Christ, is going to meet the battle of Armageddon. Satan is going to meet the Lord God Almighty at the battle of Armageddon at the end of the tribulation. And right now, World War III is beginning to brew. It's getting hotter and hotter every day. Why? Because, number one, Satan, this is Satan's dog. This is what Satan does. Satan do not want Christ to come back and set up his millennial kingdom. He don't want that.
Amen.
He's been fighting that ever since the Garden of Eden. Because, see, the world, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. And what Satan did, he took over humanity in the Garden of Eden. In other words, he was able to cause man to fall into his hands and control humanity. And Satan has been controlling humanity ever since the beginning of time. And what God's been doing? God has been working down through 6,000 years to draw out. Oh, listen to this. He's going to draw out for those that accept him. He's going to draw out for those that rebuke him, but yet still, and he's going to save as many as he can for those that will accept him, because this is what? This is a free will salvation. Either you want it or you don't want it. I'm telling you, brother, either you want it or if you don't want it, God is not going to push you, and he's not going to shove you. He's not going to beat you across the head, and he's not going to only thing he will do is try to woo you in. And the only way he can woo you in, he said, come all ye that are heavy laden, come all ye and that are weary, and I'll give you rest to your soul. And the world is saying, I don't want no rest in the cross. I want to rest in my money. I want to rest in my ego tripping. I want to rest in my accomplishments that I made in life. And let me tell you, if you make all the accomplishment in life that you want. Now listen, if you take the saving power of Jesus Christ and try to eliminate it in your life, if you refuse the salvation of Jesus Christ in your life, and you can accomplish the world. What did Jesus say? What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Right. And what's doing today? They're trying to gain the whole world. They're trying to get joy. They're trying to get their last say in. They're trying to get all that they can to try to satisfy their soul. And let me tell you right now, ain't nothing in this world can satisfy your soul but Jesus Christ, because that's what man is missing. And so what's going to happen?
Amen.
You say, well, Jerusalem is going to be the place where God meets Satan. Because there's been a battle going on for 6,000 years. And now Jerusalem has been restored. And since it's been restored, ever since 1948 until 2021, Israel has been a nation for 73 years. 73 years, Israel is going to celebrate the 73rd anniversary on May the 14th. 2021, and I'm going to celebrate with them. I'm going to celebrate with them because, let me tell you, if you take 73 and add 7 to it, you got 80. You got 80 years. Jesus Christ said, this generation shall not pass away until all this been fulfilled. And what's going on right now, it will take another 7 years to be completely fulfilled, and that'll put you in 2029. And 2029 will hit right into 2030, and that's the conclusion. That's the end of the last generation. I was born in the last generation. I was born in 1944. In 1944, I was born in 1948. Israel became a nation. I was 4 years old. And on down through the hours of time, I've seen it. Israel come back with my eye. I've studied on it, and the Jews right now is looking. They're hoping. They're searching out their Messiah. They want the Messiah. And guess what? He's here. He's alive. Oh, my God. He's alive, and he's coming from Spain. S-P-A-I-N, capital S-P-A-I-N. And Lord, how do you know that? How do you know? Well, let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ came the first time, all the prophets, just about, named when he was going to come, what he was going to eat, where he's going to be born, what he was going to do. All of the prophets, just about in the Bible, prophesied on the first coming of Jesus Christ, and they pinpointed exactly what would happen. Now, if God can give us an enlightenment on the Messiah, the true Messiah come, he's going to give us enlightenment on the false Messiah come. And the reason people can't see this because they ain't reading, they ain't studying, they ain't seeking. The preachers are not going nowhere. Instead of going to a seminar, they need to get on their knees and repent and ask God to give them the revelation of revelation, because we are getting ready to enter the book of Revelation. But let me tell you, I'm going to do a bypass. I'm going to a graduation, because the Bible says, this is what Apostle Paul said. And Apostle Paul was saying this way back there in 34 and 35 and 36 A.D. He said, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise. Wait a minute. What are they rising to? They're rising to the glories of God. And he said, and those that are in the graves are going to bust open, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we be with the Lord. And the Bible tells us, he said, comfort one another with words. People should be talking about the rapture. People should be shouting up in church talking about the rapture and telling the folks, get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus Christ is getting ready to rapture the body of Christ, and the body of Christ can only consist of only one kind of people, born again, baptized, believed, sanctified by the Holy Ghost, and justified by faith. We have peace with God. And now when Christ comes, he's not coming after the Baptist church, which I was raised under the Baptist. He's not coming after the Presbyterian church. He's not coming after the Catholic church. He's coming after his church that he purchased with his own blood. Now, if you can find, I told you this last week, if you can find me a man, amen, that said what Jesus said up on this rock, find me a man that died and suffered on the cross other than Jesus Christ, which I know you ain't going to find, because there's only one name, and the world today want to deviate around Jesus Christ. But right now in Spain, Spain is getting ready. Amen. And by Spain getting ready, there's a man in Spain, Madrid, Spain. He's the king of Spain right now, and his name is King Felipe. He's been real quiet because, see, the Bible says, search the scriptures, look in the scriptures, study the word of God. And whatever God said revealed to you, guess what? I go to the word of God and find all that's going on. And so this young man is called King Felipe. He's the son of Juan Carlos. And he was the one that Generalissimo appointed him to be the king of Spain, because Spain was a dictatorship type government. And Juan Carlos had to stay king of Spain for 10 years before he even came to democracy. When he came to democracy, it joined the NATO Union. And now they're in the NATO Union, and Spain is the head of the 10 European common markets, and the 10 European common markets is the 10 horns, the 10 kings, the 10 toes, and there's 10 horns, 10 kings, 10 toes, and 10, I can't think of the other one, but there's 4 tens, and these tens represent the European common market, which the European common market was spoken about in the book of Daniel by the horns. And he said, after I saw 10 horns, which is the European common market today, NATO. NATO is the world that would bring the dictator into existence. And he said, after I saw these 10 horns, I looked again and saw another little horn. And he said, when I saw this little horn, it had eyes like a man and spoke great things against the Most High. And that's the reason he said, I saw a little horn, because Spain was the least country. It was not prosperous. It was the weakest country. It was the weakest nation in the European nation until Daniel said, I saw eyes like a man. So he has intelligence. He was a human being and a mouth to speak great things against the Most High. And he said in the book of Revelation, this same horn that controlled of the European carbon market, which is today. And now we're living in a period where the Jews are saying, we are waiting. We are looking for this world dictator. We're looking for this Christ that we are going to claim that he is the true Christ. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's the son of perdition. He's the one. He's going to come on a smooth, nice platform. He's going to come on a platform, and the world is going to accept it, because now the world recognizes it. The government recognizes it. The political world recognizes it. The religious world recognizes it. Realizing that we're living in a havoc generation, and we need somebody to come on the scene. I don't care who it is, whether it be God or whether it be devil. One of the princes said, if it be the devil, let him come if he can bring peace. And guess what? The devil is coming. He's coming, and when he comes, he's going to come through the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is going to speak nice words to the whole world. And the whole world is going to say, yes, this is what we want. But he can't come. He cannot touch. He cannot come on the scene and be revealed until.
That's right.
Now, listen to this. Until, good God Almighty, until the church. The born-again believers are removed. When the church is being removed, which is the restrainer and holding him back right now, because if he would come right now, I tell you what I would do. I would get on national TV. I would go down to the TV station and tell those folks, you got to let me on this so I can tell you, this here man that you are recognizing is not the true Christ. It's the false Christ. And the world will probably cut my head off, because, see, Satan don't want the world to know and be revealed. And that's why God gave the revelation to the seven churches of Asia Minor, because he said, now write, I'm going to write what thus says the Lord. And he said, write to the seven churches of Minor, and tell them this is what's going to happen. Now, the church has not fulfilled its mission, because it has not continued with the second coming of Jesus Christ. They stopped. And when they stopped, they went into programs and all kinds of different things to do in the church and all they going to anniversaries and all that. And they left off the real meaning of continue to tell the world that the return of Jesus Christ is coming back, and tell them about the rapture. Tell them about the 144,000. Tell them about the two witnesses going to come. Tell them about the mark of the beast. Tell them about the diseases. And the world is not saying nothing. They're saying, well, what's going to happen next? And right now we're living right in the middle of what? The time in which the church will soon be taken away. So what I'm saying, May the 14th will be a big day for the Jewish people. And I'm gonna jump up and shout and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because the Jews, good God Almighty, the Jews are getting ready. They're getting ready through the temple. They're getting ready through the red heifer. They're getting ready to offer sacrifices in the Old Testament, which they still believe that is necessary. And it's not necessary, because when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he was the ultimate lamb and sacrifice and died once and for all for the sins of the world. Now we don't need bullocks and turtle doves and red heifer. And the Antichrist is going to come. And when he comes, he's going to okay the temple. And the Jews, because he okayed the temple, the Jews are going to say, yes, this is my Messiah. But God is going to reveal to the Jewish nation that this is a false, fake, phony quack. This is an instrument that the devil's going to use. And the church will not
Amen.
Be here. And the church
That's
will
right.
not be, let me tell you, brothers and sisters out there, don't you be listening to them quacks that comes on YouTube and on TV. I was listening to one the other night on TV. This quack here is a Donald Duck. He got the scriptures all pushing up. There's no such thing as a mid-rapture for the church, and there's no such thing as a post-rapture. It is a pre-rapture. God will remove his body from this earth once and for all. And then the world is going to go in a total chaos because the born-again believers will be raptured up, and the only thing will be left here is the unbelievers. And when the unbelievers are left here, they're going to have to hear the gospel, and the only way they're going to hear it is through the 144,000 and through the two witnesses, because it's going to be published around the world through the intercontinental active fibers, they're going to have all of communication, and the whole world is going to witness this on TV, radio, my God, all kind of telecommunication, and the world is going to whiz. They're going to say, oh, my God, and eyes are going to be open, and there's going to be a great revival during the time of the tribulation period. There's going to be so many people that get saved in that tribulation period that old John the Revelator cried out and said, hey, where did these come from and who are they and how did they get here? And John said, and the angel said, won't you know? He said, no. He said, these are they that was left after the rapture. They hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They didn't hear no prosperity gospel. They didn't hear no gospel. That you got to work to go to heaven. It's by the grace of God being a slave and not by and folks are going about talking about working for the Lord. You might be working for the Lord, but let me tell you who you know the Lord. And all that work that you call yourself doing ain't nothing because it's like filter brain, like your own self righteous. You got to have the righteous of Christ in your bloodstream. You got to have it in your eyes. You got to have it in your soul and in your body before you can ever be wrapped up in your Moses looked at the moon and if there's no Lord on the north, I'm going to pass over and death is going to be. Well, I know another door folk. There's a door folk in your heart. If you have been washed in the blood of Christ, if you have been sealed with the blood of Christ, when the trumpet blows, you're going to be dead. So my friend out there, let me tell you. Me and Brother Kingdom, with a lot of study, we got another hour and a half to go yet, but we're trying to get you to see, amen, we are in what God said. There will not be a mid-rapture. There will not be a post-rapture. There will be a pre-rapture where God will take his body to his son, Jesus Christ, and Jerusalem will become a focal point of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Oh, by the way, and Brother Tim, I want you to take it over. Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible over 767 times. And if you would mention the word Zion, you add the word Zion only to those Jerusalem, it'll almost be 1,000 times Jerusalem is mentioned in the Word of God because it will be the capital of city. It will be the capital city of Christ's millennium reign. We're not far from the rapture, and we're not far from the 1,000 years of Jesus Christ reigning on this earth. Let me tell you, brother, it's coming. And whatever you see today, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until God will put his foot down and blow the trumpet, and I'm out of here. I know I'm out of here. Ain't nobody going to change my mind, and God is not going to take my salvation. Amen. He's going to take my soul and wrap me up because I'm going to be with the Lord forever. Brother Tim, you go ahead on in and wrap that up a
little bit. Amen, brother. Awesome. Amen. All glory to the Most High, brother. Amen. Nothing but the truth. The Bible says, we will speak the truth in love, amen. So we want to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, amen. The brother said it, amen. But, amen, I'm just going to say what little I can say because the brother said it because, amen, tribulation for the church or at the end, amen, cause especially at the end because that would conflict when it said that the Lord comes back with 10,000 of his saints that Enoch said.
Yeah.
And also that Paul said. And we're going to cover that just a little bit, amen. I'm going to show you proof that, and the reason why I want to say, because we know that there's no mid-tribulation. I don't know where mid-rapture or mid-gathering together of the church. I don't even know where that even came from, but amen. It's kind of funny but sad, amen, some of the things that we've heard down through the years. from people. About especially here recently, I heard this one brother on YouTube say that the church is going to be gathered together at the end of the tribulation. I thought that was the funniest thing, man. Amen. That brother, clown. I said, what in the world is this brother teaching?
That's
I said, where did he get this from? Amen. I said, this Bible don't even support what he's preaching and teaching. He has no scriptures to support what he teaches. I'm like, he didn't come from no scripture. And most of the time when you hear people preaching that stuff, they don't have not one single scripture to support what they're preaching. And on top of that, amen, they can't find not even more than one scripture. Can't find one. Because if they do, they'll misinterpret it because the Bible don't support that in no way, shape, form, or fashion. So, again, well, what I'm going to do, amen, because it's been heavy on my heart to deal with this gathering together, the rapture of the church.
Me too.
Because this is the seasons and the times that we are in. And we ought to be watching. And when I sit there and tell you, brother, when I talk to other brothers in Christ in the church, at least that's what they say, they ain't talking about nothing about going home. They ain't talking about nothing about the word or none of that as far as the church going home to be with Christ. They ain't talking about none of the events that are going on in the world. And I'm just like, my gosh, dude, are these brothers and sisters not reading the book of Revelation? Have they not even begun? I try to read the book of Revelation. Amen. And I know the brother has been preaching Revelation. Amen. In eschatology for about as long as I've been alive. I've been on this earth, the Most High blessed. Thank him for it.
Amen.
For almost 50 years. Amen.
Amen.
And I read and studied Revelation. I read a little bit of Revelation down through the years of my salvation and studied it. And, you know, of course. Amen. But I mean, just reading the Bible itself, amen, we can see how different things are just unfolding itself in the 2000s. Amen. I'll not ever forget when I first got saved over 20 years ago, I told my wife, I said, I believe we're going to see a great and important event according to the Bible. Amen. This 2000s in our lifetime.
Yes,
I told her that. Now, I had no idea. I was a baby in Christ. I was very new. I was on milk.
Yeah.
Amen. I wasn't on strong meat at the time. I was on milk. And this was the Holy Spirit revealing this to me. Had no idea that it was even possible that we would be alive in the time of Christ's return. My dad used to always say every 2,000 years a great event would happen. He said it. He said, in this next 2,000 years, when that millennium hit, you can best believe that Christ is looking for Christ to come. Now, he said that. Amen. But, you know, a lot of times you just think, okay, well, maybe he's just saying that. I don't know. But, you know, amen. He knew what he was talking about. Amen. The Lord rest his soul. He knew what he was talking about. It always stuck with me, though, what he said. I just didn't believe it in my lifetime or even possible. I said, no, maybe my kids or great-great-grandkids or great-great-great-grandkids will get to see Christ. And I don't believe that's going to happen in our lifetime. I think we still got some time to go before Christ. Now, not just this pandemic, but the wars and rumors of wars. A lot of things have been revealed. Since my dad has passed away, amen, so much has been revealed about what's going on behind the curtains. The so-called elite or Illuminati, whoever you want to call them.
Illuminati,
amen. A lot of them have been ousted. It's been so much has been revealed to man that was held secret for many, many years. And I'm going to tell you what really was an eye-opener to me, what made me believe after my dad had passed on, after he had said what he said. I'm going to show you the scripture that opened my eyes to let me know that, no, my daddy was right. We may get to see Christ's return. I'm going to take you to the book of Daniel. Amen. The book of Daniel. I'm going to show you the scripture. Amen. That if you ain't saved, amen, it may make your hair stand up on your back. Amen.
Yes,
I know me and the brother have read it many times, but a lot of times, you know, people will overlook things.
Amen.
Overlook
but sometimes the Holy Spirit will make you look at a scripture and make you go back and read it again. Let me read this scripture to you from Daniel the 12th chapter.
Go ahead.
Amen. This is what it says.
Amen.
It says, Daniel the 12th chapter, verse 4, says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book.
Yeah.
Even to the time of
the end.
Amen. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased."
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, because one of my brothers used to talk to my dad about the Bible. He used to have a lot of questions, especially about Revelation. Amen. The Lord rest his soul. Amen. He's gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. But I think about, you know, how his soul is resting. I think about my dad used to say that. But it wasn't until I got older and started studying that I ran across the scripture and said, oh, so this is where my dad got this from. Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 4. This verse is such a prophetic verse. This one verse says something so powerful that most pastors and churches overlook it. He said, many shall run, many, not some, not a few. Many means a great number, means a larger percent of the population shall run to and fro. And if you look up that word in the Hebrew, that term, shall run to and fro, it means to travel. Now, when you look at the broader interpretation of what is travel, well, that means to move from one point to another.
Yeah.
Amen. And then says, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, if you put those together, how many will what? Run to and fro. In other words, many shall travel and knowledge be increased. And scientists and people who scholars who study say that in the last 200 years, technology has increased like none ever in the existence of mankind. If you go back thousands of years, man has used what to travel? Horses. Man has used camels to cross the ocean, boats, but it took them months. Now they're able to get across the ocean faster than 3 or 4 months or 6 months.
Come on, man.
Amen.
Come on.
You can travel you can travel from New York to L.A. Amen. Somebody talk to me.
Amen.
You can get on a plane the same day. That wasn't heard of 200 or 300, even 500 years ago. It would take people probably almost a year to walk from one end of the country to the other. Knowledge has increased.
Amen.
We got technology that they didn't have 500 years ago. In fact, if you go back 1,000 years, and then go back 1,000 years before that, during the time of Christ, technology didn't change much. Amen. Now man has harvested the use of electricity. The knowledge has been increased. And I remember seeing this documentary about this scientist, this Nazi scientist. Amen, brother. I'm quite sure you may be familiar with this. There was a group of African-American military pilots. Amen. They were the first ones to shoot down a jet fighter plane. I believe it was in World War II. The Germans were the first one to have that. Amen, brother. They were the first one to have that technology of jet engine planes. They were unheard of. When they saw them, they were in shock because they had propeller planes. These planes were whiz bomb. And one of the black pilots was the first one to ever shoot down a jet plane. Amen. The Germans had this technology. And one of the scientists, when they captured him, amen, I can't remember his name was something von Braun or something like that. You have to look it up. But he was a very well-known German scientist. I think he helped create the atomic bomb or something like that. And they asked him, the size of the United States military asked him, he said, how are you all able to get your boats to move as fast as they did? How are you able to get those jet planes to move like they as fast? Where did you guys get that technology to do some of the things that y'all were doing? He said that aliens, they said that was alien technology.
Yeah, yeah.
He acknowledged that. He said we got that information from aliens, and aliens were showing them how to create different flying machines that can move back and forth and hover in the air.
Yes,
and the scientists, the U.S. scientists were in shock when they said he didn't. They said he said it with a straight face. He didn't hold back. He didn't beat around it, but he straight answered the question and told them exactly where they got the technology. The point that I'm making to you is that man is smart, but some of this stuff is not man behind it. Some of these things are wickedness in high places, amen, that have given them this knowledge. So you ain't going to hear this on the pulpit, your average church, your pastor won't dare.
No,
we ain't got nobody holding us back. We ain't count on a check or my rent or mortgage to get paid or my car note to get paid or church anniversary so my wife go on a shopping spree. We ain't worried about that type of stuff. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because the Bible says the truth shall set you free. Amen. This is what we're dealing with. So you need to know what you're dealing with. They ain't going to teach this in your average church. You need to know what you're dealing with. We're dealing with wickedness in high places. And you wonder where all this technology comes from, these phones that we talk on. I remember, brother, when you had to pay for minutes. Amen. If you want to talk for just 60 minutes, you had to pay for the minutes. Amen. I remember the day, but now, technology, you got unlimited minutes.
Amen.
And you think the technology that we got now, amen, is something, man, let me tell you something. They are hot in technology that is thousands of years ahead of where we are. You think about this technology
indeed,
we got now. They had technology thousands of years that's far more advanced than what we have now. They had flying machines. They had flying machines thousands of years ago. You just didn't know about it because the governments around the world conspire to keep this a hidden secret. They don't want you to know about all this stuff. This technology we're using now is really dumbed down. They don't want you to know because why? They trying to save it for when Christ come back because why? They think they're going to be able to defeat Christ with this hidden technology that they got. When he come back, brother, amen, when he come back, he's going to take care of them all. Amen. But I had to share this with you in what this verse is saying. Amen.
Go ahead.
Because he said, many shall run to and fro, knowledge shall be increased. Man, look at the cars and the technologies that we got. They got cars, brothers, that can drive. They got diesel trucks that can drive from here to Dallas or Dallas to Houston. Amen. Without a man in it. They got planes that can fly. Amen.
Yeah.
That's how I know we on the verge of Christ's return. See, this verse is what revealed to me, not the pandemic. It's not this virus. This verse right here that revealed to me a long time ago. Amen.
All right.
After 2000, that Christ is on his way back because knowledge
has
increased. I can email the brother and he'll get that message. A message. I can email somebody on another continent. They'll get that message, that mail, today in a few seconds. Amen. Brother, if I was to write you a letter, brother, it probably back in the day would take you probably about a month for you to get that letter in the mail. Amen. But
yes,
I can call you and send you a text message. I can send you a picture of me, brother, and you'll get it within seconds. Knowledge has been increased. And many shall run to and fro. This is the age that we are in. Amen. And I'm going to share this with you before I turn it back over to the brother. I got some more. All right. Amen. I have to share this, what I was saying to you. So now with that being said, now that you know that the times, because that's what the scripture said, the times that we're in, go back over to Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10. I got to read again. Because thou hast kept thy word of my patience. This is the believers. Because we are teaching the word. Preaching the word, living the word. Amen. I don't want nobody to get salvation confused.
When we say that you become saved, we're not saying that all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you go back
all
to
right.
what you want to do. No, that's not what we're saying. See, once you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, the Holy Spirit indwells you immediately in the twinkling of an eye. And the Holy Spirit begins to work on your outer man.
Work on you, that's right.
Amen. Because why? Because God has already taken care of your salvation. Your salvation is secure. Now what I need for you to do is walk what? Amen. Paul said it best, walk in the Spirit. Christ said walk in the Spirit. So if you walk in the Spirit, the Bible says that you shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So that's what we say, once saved, always saved. Now, your salvation is secure. You're going to heaven. Amen. But your personal man, Paul said you got to work out your own soul salvation. If you got a mouth you're dealing with, amen, you got to work on that mouth. Amen. If you got a bad attitude, you got to work on that bad attitude. Whatever sin you're dealing with, amen, you got to work on that. The Paul said work out your own soul salvation. I got to deliver him from whatever it is that I'm dealing with, because why? The Holy Spirit, God, now lives within me. And the things that I used to do and desire to do, amen, I don't desire and want to do those things no more, amen. So I want to make sure there's no confusion, amen, on the word and salvation, on what we preach, amen. Because some people think that we are just saying, oh, you can just do, no. He ain't giving us a license to sin, amen. That ain't what this is, amen. It's not a license to sin. Amen. So in reading this scripture, I'm going to share one more scripture. I'm going to turn back over to the brother. Amen. If he ready
ahead,
for me, so I'll turn back over to. Now,
no,
I want to take a look at. All right, brother. Amen. 2 Peter, the second chapter. Amen. Now, watch this. This is for all the folks out here that's teaching this stuff, talking about we going to be here in the tribulation. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. What are they reading for? This is 2 Peter, amen.
2 Peter.
The second chapter, verse 9.
Gotcha.
And you know what? I have to, before I read verse 9, I'm going to read verse 1 just to give you an example that when people say that we're going to be here during the tribulation, that's false teachings. That's heresy. It questions me that these very people who talk about that, I even question their salvation. I don't even believe they say it.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to know why? After I read verse 9, before I get to verse 9, I want to read something to you. Because this is in the same chapter, meaning that it's in the same context. And if you read what he says and what Peter is saying, he's warning us against what? False teachings. Be careful who you listen to. Watch what he said. He says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies.
Heresy.
Oh, that word is heresies. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Amen. Now, this is in the same context. If you jump down to verse 9, now watch what verse 9 says. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen.
Yeah.
Unto the day of judgment to be punished.
Yes.
Amen. So if you look at the language of that, of what it's saying, amen, it's almost a reference to the tribulation. Now, this is talk about in general, but it also relates to the tribulation. So in general, God knows how to deliver you. In other words, he gives you a way out every single day of your life. When the devil comes to tempt you with something, amen, he gives you a way to escape every single time. He knows
how to keep
the godly from what?
Ooh,
temptation.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
and to reserve the what? Unjust.
What?
Unto the day of judgment to be punished. So those that are out here every day, that's running out here cutting up, amen. He said, I got a reserve for you. I got a RSVP for you. Amen.
Right.
Amen. I got a special place for you. It's called hell. And eventually, you got a date with the lake of fire if you want to continue to be unjust and not receive me. Amen. My son as the Lord and Savior. God. Amen. He got a RSVP for you. He got a reserve for you. Amen. For the unjust.
Amen.
Amen. Unto the day of the judgment to be punished. And this is the same language. If you read the language of the Bible, how can you not interpret that? So you take that and you think about the garlic. The Daniel said it. Christ said it. There has not ever been a time like it, nor till now, nor shall there
never
be.
Never.
Ever. A time like the great tribulation on this earth. And man, me and the brother, we can't express enough to you how terrible, how
horrible thing,
how unbelievable, unspeakable thing. You think some unspeakable things are going on behind the scenes that we can't imagine now. The Bible said that that's a shame to even speak of those things that sinners do in the dark. Amen. So you think about what if it's, man, let me tell you. Everything goes. That's why the children won't be. That's why the children are going to be gone. He's going to take the children with him. Everything going to go when the Holy Spirit step back. He ain't going to leave. He's just going to step back.
Man,
they're going to be cutting up. When the church is gone, they're going to be showing out. They're going to be dancing and shouting. They're going to be glad we go. They get to do what they want. If they want to be men on top of men and women on top of women and men with animals, man, everything go bestiality, whatever they want to do, they're going to be able to do.
My God.
And you think you're watching stuff on TV, man, there's going to be some stuff that's going to be, hey man, there's going to be some out-of-this-world stuff. When I tell you it's going to be out, man, you ain't going to want to be here. And I bet there's going to be some people that's listening to us right now that's deciding not to believe that when it all kick off, they're going to be like, Lord, have mercy. What have I got myself into? What have I got myself into? You didn't miss the train. And you're going to be here. So now you got to make a choice. If you're going to take them on, or you're going to let them be here at you. Amen. And my recommendation to you, hear my voice. If you miss the great by that Christ is going to come back and get the church, if you miss that, I pray that you don't take the mark of the beast. Let them cut your head off. Amen, brother. Let them cut your head off, throw it in the plastic grave, and toss your head on top of the body and throw the dirt on you. Because he will resurrect you. Amen. In the end, you will be with him in that 1,000-year millennial reign, and you will rule with him and be with him for all eternity. Brothers and sisters, it is better to let them cut your head off.
Then
go to the lake of fire for all eternity. Amen, brother. Amen. I'm going to come back and touch on some more. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
I'm waiting to hear it, brother. I'm telling you, you tore that up. The devil. Nobody can have more wisdom than God. And the devil trying to put his little low-down, dirty wisdom and try to put it equal to God. But he ain't got a chance. He only tried. He knows he done lost. He knows he ain't got no but a short time. So he's got to put his time in to do all that he can to deceive men so that everybody that wants to go to hell with Satan. And I advise you now, don't accept nothing, no false doctrines. Don't accept nothing but the word of the living God. Don't accept nothing but the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his burial, death, and the resurrection, and repent of your sins and turn from your wicked ways and receive Christ, because that's the only way you're going to be delivered from this great tribulation and the tribulation that's coming up on this world. Listen to this. Brother, you hit some stuff. You hit some deep stuff here. About this year, knowledge shall be increased and many shall run to and fro. And I was just looking at Nahum, and I was talking to him, amen, in the word of God in second book of Nahum, the second chapter, looking at the third verse. If you get it there, there's a scripture that pinpoints, amen, a lot of things that a lot of people have overmissed and didn't look at it and didn't even know what it is. But this was the time of Nineveh. And Nineveh was preached to by Jonah, and Jonah went to Nineveh, and God said, all right, go, Jonah. And Jonah said, I'm not going, but he had to go anyway, make a long story short. He went in there into Nineveh and preached, and 120,000 souls, amen, returned to God. And but 100 years later, Nineveh had become corrupt again. And it came so corrupt, and the modernization of traffic and chariots and wagons and all kind of different special artillery that they had made, amen, has become so advanced from the time that Jonah speak. But Nineveh said, well, look at here. I got something for you for the 21st century. And we're living in the 21st century. Now, back in those days, they had chariots. They rode chariots.
Amen.
They rode 2 horses. They rode 4 horses. They rode 6 horses. But the chariots were fast in the time of Nineveh. Those things were so swift. They can move up to maybe about 70 or 80 miles an hour. And that was swift in the cities of Nineveh. Now, listen to what he says in the third verse. He says, the shield of the mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation. And the fir trees shall shake terribly. Now, Nahum was talking about that time, and he said when the day of preparation, now the word preparation means there was another judgment coming up on Nineveh, and by them having all these chariots, they were swift. They were so swift that if you go across the road, you get run over. And then it says the chariots shall rage in the streets.
Amen.
They shall jostle one against another in broad places, in broadways. They shall seem like torches and shall run like lightning. Now, in that day, that was the chariot. But in the day of modern technology, modern internal combustion engine, electric engines and steam engines, that men have been able to invent this through aliens, which are getting some man wisdom. Just like you said, brother, these aliens are dealing with 51. Back there, over there in Arizona somewhere, they got the government is in cahoots with aliens, flying saucers. The government is. Presidents are. The Vatican is in cahoots with aliens. These are demonic, because they are the prince power of the air, and man don't have no kind of power to fight against them because they are fallen angels. The only one that can defeat the devil and his angels and his cohort is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can tell the demon where to go. If you don't believe me, ask the man that was green in the graveyard. When these demons saw Jesus, they knew who he was. They said, why did you come to torment us before our time, thy son of God? They knew he was. They knew that Jesus Christ was God Almighty, and they said, oh, be merciful to us, and let us go into the swine. And Jesus said, be gone. And when they went into the swine said, I don't want you. I'm going over the cliff. Let me tell you, there are demonic demons in the air that rule first and second heaven, and these demons are UFOs. They are flying entities. They are God's life. And we can see it on TV, Star Wars. We can see Galactica.
Right.
We can see me going to the moon and coming back and bringing all kinds of different kinds of shapes of aliens. And we can look at the Independence Day with Will Smith. Amen. Shooting these demons and going inside these demons using all kinds of guns. These are demons, my friends. This is nothing to play with. And people right now are being induced. They're being induced. Why do you think the world is on such madness? Because the devil is in control of people's soul and heart. These folks ain't going crazy. These folks got sense.
Right.
These demons got sense. They know what to do and when to do it. And they tell me, if you don't have no defense, if you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ in your life, Ooh, listen to what I'm saying. If you have not been to the cross, if you have not repented of your sins, you are in danger of being what? You are being in danger of being infused with demons inside of you. If you're walking on this earth right now in an unbelieving state, the devil has rule over you. And don't be telling me, you know, a lot of people say, I wouldn't do that. I ain't going to say that. But you tell me, you fool around with sin so long, and you sin, and you sin, and you sin, until you come to a point where the devil said, now I can open the soul gate and enter into the human being and ruin their lives. Let me tell you, it can happen to poor people, rich people, blind people, ugly people, because the devil is soon to come back to earth. Now listen at this. And we even went over this one time in the book of Revelation, the 9th chapter, and we read the book of Revelation in the 12th chapter. In the 9th chapter, we see scorpions, we see demons, we see an activity that's in the bottomless pit where there's an angel going to come down in the first part of the tribulation, just at the start of the second part of the tribulation. These demons, these scorpions are going to be set loose. Listen, they're going to be set loose up on the face of the earth, and they're going to go out to sting men, and they're going to want to die and can't die. They're going to want to kill themselves and can't die. They're going to run into buildings. They're going to leap over buildings. They're going to heads off, and they still are going to be able to walk around. It's going to be a bloody mess. And ain't no corona, ain't nothing going to compare to what's going to happen after the rapture of the church and the world and men and children and teenagers are looking at it right now, because in the 12th chapter of Revelation, we see the devil tussling with Michael the archangel, and they're tussling, and they're fighting a divine war in which who will rule the first and second heaven. Now, the devil's been ruling the first and second heaven for the last 6,000 years, and he has made hell out of this earth. He has told people to rip them apart. And you want to know how come there's so much murder and police brutality and folks talking about black lives? That's Satan. Satan's getting people so uproiled and so hateful and so racial discrimination. The devil is working 24/7, and folks are sitting up in the church talking about, well, we hope things get better, and we don't know what we're going to do. Oh, Lord, help me. When the preachers ought to be preaching the unadulterated word of God and tell them Jesus Christ is coming back to the earth, we need to get ready. Why? Because let me tell you, if you're not here, you're going to have to face the Antichrist when he comes back from the dead. And when he comes back from the dead after old Lucifer resurrects this Antichrist from the dead, he's going to stay in the earth for 3 days and three nights. And on the third day, Satan is going to incarnate himself into the Antichrist. And when he comes up, he's going to be called the beast. And the beast don't have no mercy. He's going to try to wipe out the whole human race. And the first one he's going to try to wipe out, he's going to wipe out the Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people uphold the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, I know they're coming back in unbelief. I know they don't have more trouble than any people up on the planet. And the reason why, because God said, these are my people. I'm going to use these people to write the Holy Scripture. I'm going to use these people to bring the great Messiah into the world. I'm going to use Mary, which was a Jew. I'm going to use the nation of Israel in the last 7 years after the church is raptured up. I'm going to use them to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. And when they proclaim the gospel of the kingdom, they tell me it's going to get so bad, folks are going to be eating each other. Oh, that's come on now. Cannibalism is going to get so bad, because right now the grocery stores are every day. They tell me water shortage is bad. They tell me in California they're using sewage water to try to translate it in and make it into fresh water. People are bottling up water. People are going underground. People are trying to explain it away and tell the world it's not really going to happen, but it's happening right now, but it's not at its full scale. And these scorpions that I'm going to talk about a little bit, these things going to have the face of a man. They're going to have a sting in their teeth. and they're going to be able to walk up down walls. They're going to be able to go through walls. And they tell me the United States and other countries are building underground tunnels. They got food. They got highways. They got communication all underground. But going underground is worse than you start standing on top of the ground, because they tell me there's going to be earthquakes and famines and pestilence and diseases. And they're going to tell me the race riots, that you ain't seen nothing. It ain't going to be no race riot. It's going to be a food riot, because people are going to be killing each other over food, and folks are going to be trying to infiltrate other people's houses. I can imagine my house. Hey, man, I ain't got the, I got some food in the refrigerator, but my house is going to be inhabited after the rapture, because people have to find where to go. People going to go in your refrigerator, go down in your basement. Why? Because it's going to get so bad that you ain't going to be able to buy and sell. And those that won't be able to buy and sell, it's going to be because, number one, they the only way they can be bought is by the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast has been and introduced by the coronavirus. And let me tell you, you're not going to get rid of it, because it's here till the end of time. And the only thing is trying to warn the world. He's trying to warn the government. He's trying to warn the church. He's trying to warn the whole house. He's trying to warn everybody out there that's doing what they want to do. You better get ready, because when I come, I'm coming in the twinkling of an eye. And they tell me these are going to possess mankind. Can you imagine? It's going to sting so bad. It's going to sting man's soul so bad that they gonna want to die and can't die, and they're gonna last for 5 months. 5 months they are going to last from May to September. And don't you know, not too long ago there was an announcement saying there's some locusts coming, but these are not, this is not the seal now. This is locusts. They're called katydids. They're going to come out in May, up out of the ground, and they're going to make a, they're going to last for about maybe 30 days or 40 days, but they are going to be an example of what's going on, because my mama used to tell me, say, every 17 years, these locusts have come out, and this is the 17th year. For the last time they came out was 17 years ago, and that was during the time of the Gulf War. They say, my mama said, whenever you see these things coming, there's going to be war. And guess what? We're in war right now. And the first great war that's in the world is the war in our souls. That's the first great war. We are fighting not against flesh and blood. We're fighting against the prince power to have. Satan is trying to recapture the church. He's trying to unsane the church. He's trying to destroy the church. But he can't destroy the church, because God is an everlasting God. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and he's the last. And he said, whoever's in my hand, no man can pluck him out of my hand. So let me tell you, if you in Jesus Christ, God got you. And got you by his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. Anybody that rejects the blood of Jesus Christ, guess what? They die without the Holy Spirit in them through the blood of Jesus Christ. They're going to bust hell wide open. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, right now, I'm preaching to the end, to the bottom of my heart. Brother Tim is doing the same thing. And what we're trying to do is warn you, let you know, if you can't go to church, go to church. But let me tell you, if you ain't hearing revelation in the church, you need to ask God, say, send me somewhere that I can hear the book of Revelation and what to do. You got to know what to do. If you're left here, you got to know what to do, because if you don't, the devil will get you in a grip, and where you will say, I know I'll turn it to receive the mark. And when you receive that mark, when you receive the mark of the beast, a lot of people are fussing about how the mark is going to work. It's already here. You see it. You're walking on it. You're looking at it. It's all That's over right. the world. Men today are producing the computer chip. And pretty soon, they're going to slide it into the vaccine. And pretty soon, they're going to be mandatory right now to get a vaccine before you can even go in stores, before you can even have any kind of a permit to go places, because they say, well, if you ain't had the vaccine, you could be a spreader. Or whatever you do, after the rapture of the church, it's going to be hell, hell, hell on. And the only ones that's going to be able to survive is those that put them in the message that the 144,000 is going to preach. When they hear that message, they're going to do two things. They're going to accept it or they're going to reject it. But those that accept it, guess what? God said, I ain't through with my people yet. I'm going to save some at the end of time. I'm going to save them. If they're swinging on the gates of hell, I'm going to go down in hell and ask them, do they want to receive me? Do they want to believe on me? Do they want to trust in me? Do they want to know what it is to be a soul saver and save their souls from a devil hell? Because I'm going to tell you right now, by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, hell is hot, brother. It is
Amen.
Hot. It is so hot that you're going to wish, if you miss heaven, you're going to wish that you never were born up on this planet. Because God didn't make you to send you to hell. He didn't die for you to send you to hell. He died for you to save you from hell. And if he don't do nothing else, save my soul from hell. And the world is saying, I don't want salvation. I reject salvation. I think I can get to heaven on my own good work. Well, you are lying.
Amen.
Because you can't go. You can't go. I don't care if you're the bishop of, you can be the bishop of the Roman Catholic, all the name, all the churches that you can name, and be the head of all the bishops that's around the world. You still got to be born again. You got to
have
a change. The change can only come by one man, and that's the God man, Jesus Christ, Son of God, walked on this earth and proved. He proved who he was. Good God Almighty. He spent 33 years on. And he's been 33, and he said, now I cannot go back to heaven until I suffer for mankind. And don't you know Jesus Christ suffered for everything up on the earth?
Sure
that, that they would have to go to hell. And the world has said, boo on you. Take that stuff somewhere else. I got money. I got fame. I got glory. I got an Oscar award. Look at me. I got homes. I got houses. I got airplanes. I got this. I got that. I got women. Oh, man, what I need God for? I don't need God. No, you might not think you need God, but you better quit start thinking and know that you know you need God. And what Jesus Christ gave us, he gave his only begotten Son. Because he's not coming down here no more to die. He's coming down next time to judge the world. And my friends, me and Brother Tim is telling you right now, we love you out there. We love everyone that's taking the time out to listen to us. Because we ain't talking no junk. We ain't talking no yang. We ain't talking no junk. We're talking the Word of God. And we're talking love. Because nobody, I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go to hell. You know that something? I wouldn't want, I don't care how much they mistreat me or dog me, I wouldn't want them to go to hell for nothing. I don't even want Hitler to go to hell, but he's going to go anyway. Why? Because let me tell you, God loves everybody, but everybody don't love God. And if you don't love God, you love the devil. And if you love the devil, then you're going to go where he goes.
Amen.
And the world can understand that. You're going to go, oh, yeah, you enjoy his pleasures and his money, and you drive, you living so fine, man. But, oh, man, it's embarrassing the way some people live. It's embarrassing. But yet and still, if you die today, unbelief, and you never accepted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you die, you directly go to hell. And hell is a place in which all wicked souls, all unbelievers go. There won't be no backsliders in hell, and there won't be no Christians in hell.
That's right.
There will be hypocrites. There will be hypocrites in hell and sinners. And a hypocrite is somebody that said they know Jesus Christ but live like the devil. Live like they come out of hell, but they want to try to impersonate the life of Christ, and you can't do it. Either you know Jesus Christ or you don't know him. And when you get before the throne of judgment seat of Christ only for the born-again believers, you're not going to be judged for judgment. You're going to be judged for your works. Your works will prove what your reward will be. And some people are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, saved, but they're going to be embarrassed. Why? Because they walked in the flesh more than they walked in the spirit. And they tell me, hey, that's Bible. It says wood, hay, and stubble. Read it. Wood, hay, and stubble are gold, brass, or silver. And those that gets the silver means they walk in the spirit of God. Those that get the wood and hay and stubble, they walk in the flesh because the flesh profited nothing. It's nothing good in the flesh. And we can't understand it. Nothing good. I don't care. Paul said, when I wanted to do good, evil was present with me. He got to a place where he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? He said, yes, but I thank God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Now I have power over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Nothing can get me disturbed because God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? And God is not going to be against you if you accept this.
Right.
God will not be, God ain't against me. God is for me. Brother Tim, God is for you, brother. Why? You're walking in the spirit. You're doing what he called you to do.
Amen.
You won't let nothing stop you. You won't let your friends stop you. You won't let nothing. Why? Because Paul said nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is found in Jesus Christ. Woo! My God. Don't you come soon to my audience out there. We're getting ready to leave the planet. And we're getting ready to come back to the planet. And we're going to come back with Jesus Christ. Riding on white horses at the end of the tribulation period. We're going to see our works. When we come back, we're going to see our works in heaven, what we have established up on this earth. And if we have preached the gospel and live what God has called us to live and told the truth from the word of God, there's a reward for all those that does such things as this as a Christian. Oh, thank God for Jesus Christ. And now, just as I get ready to turn it back over to Brother Tim, I want to instill in you right now. The book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, gives us the picture of what Christ done for us. He was led to the slaughter like a dumb lamb, and he opened not his mouth. And the angels were ready to come down and deliver him. And he told, stay there. Stay there. Don't come. I got a job to do. And I don't care what no theologians say or what no archaeologists or geologists say. This was not a difficult task for God, but this is one of his most difficult miracles that he could do, and only he could do it. And that was to suffer for the sins of man. Nobody else could do it.
John
couldn't do it. The angels couldn't do it. The cherubims couldn't do it. The seraphims couldn't do it. Abraham couldn't do it. Job couldn't do it. John the Revelator couldn't do it. Nobody. God couldn't even go back into eternity and find somebody to be a substitute for him. Nobody but himself. Now, he did that. And he didn't come down here and party. He didn't come down here and play pool. He didn't come down here and say, look, I'm God, and I'm going to show you what I know. He didn't come down just for that. He didn't come down there for us. He was just a miracle man. He was God, so he could do anything. And he healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out devils, and read people's minds and told what was in their heart and told them what they, and they were surprised. But yet still, he said, that is all right, but I got to die as a man.
Amen.
Who knows the He did no sin, but became a sin offering for us. And you know what he took? He took our whoremongers. He took the liars. He took the backbiters. He took the lesbianism. He took the homosexuals. He took the sodomites and died for their sins. all of the adulterers and the fornicators and the baby makers. He died for the child pornography. He died for all those wicked men that's up on the face of the earth today. He died for those that spit on him. He died for those that not to put their fist together. He died for them, and he said to them.
That's right.
He said, come to me. I'll make you become fishes of men. He come on, come on. He still loves you. He still loves you. His love has never failed. But don't wait so long and wait till you die to say you want to get saved. Don't wait till you get sick. Amen. Receive Christ today. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then these wicked spirits that's going to be set loose out of the bottomless pit.
Amen.
Like I said, they will last for 5 months. And it's coming. It's coming. As you said before, I check TV programs every once in a while and see what new program comes on. And when they come on, it's demonic. It's demonic.
Right.
There's a few religious stations, but they ain't hitting on nothing. They just saying Jesus Christ died and rose again. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm talking about they come on with these TV programs that's diabolical, inspired.
Right.
By the
Amen.
And folks are going hog wild over all this wickedness. And all this stuff that's going on the planet. And they are trying to find a vaccine to stop it, and they can't stop it. Because God is not going to give nobody to stop it. He's trying to bring the world to its knees, and he's doing it on a gentle plane. He's doing it so gentle. The coronavirus is a gentle disease of what's coming on the planet. But when he get in that tribulation period, he's going to unleash all kinds of judgment seals. He's going to blow the trumpets. And he's going to get to the last thing. And Brother Kim, you come on after this. In the 14th chapter of Revelation, after 144,000 are raptured up. Now, that's where they got that rapture, because in the middle of the tribulation, the 144,000 are going to be raptured up in the middle of that. And in the middle of that, they will have full of their ministry for 3.5 years. And then God's going to send the two witnesses to finish the last 3.5 years, which is called the time of Jacob's trouble. That's when the mark of the beast comes. And when the mark of the beast comes, it's going to get real, boy, you talking about heavy stuff. You talking about dynamite. Good God Almighty. They tell me these two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, some people have a description about that, but I got scriptures to show you. 17th chapter, I think it's Matthew, where Jesus was on top of the Mount of Transfiguration, and he saw two men up there, and one was named Moses, and one was named Elijah. And they was talking about the thing pertaining to the resurrection. These are the two witnesses, the olive trees, that's going to preach in Jerusalem for 3.5 years and 1,260 days. But at the same time, God is going to send out three angels to preach the everlasting gospel. These angels will actually fly around the world. Now listen to this. God is going to the edge to warn people to repent. And they're going to preach around the world and say, fear God. And they're going to say, whoa, 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 to the heavens and earth. And they're going to tell the whole world, do not. Angels are going to say this. Do not receive the mark of
Amen.
The beast. They're going to preach that. God going to the last drop. By going to the last drop, he's going to say, I love y'all so much. I love my Lord. Although they don't come corrupt, I still want to save as many as want to be saved.
That's
and
right.
These angels are going to fulfill the last one that preached the gospel. And two witnesses going to be killed and lay in the streets, televised. But I'm talking about the modern technology we got. They're going to be televised over
right.
iPod, over Instagram, over YouTube. Oh, man, it's going to be covered. People ain't going to be able to get no other stations. They ain't gonna get no, they don't get no relaxation. They ain't gonna see this, and they are going to be upset. And these boys are going to turn the world upside down, because they won't be able to be killed until the end of the 3.5 years. And they're going to lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. And on the after 3.5 days, God is going to resurrect them from the dead, and they're going to be taken to heaven. And I don't know if it's going to be a few minutes or a few hours later, the moon is going to go out. The sun is going to refuse to shine. Now, this was a terror. This is fright night. This is going to be fright night for some people. When the sky, the S-K-Y, rolls back from the east to the west, you know, just like opening up a wide door, wide as it can get, from the east to the west, and a light is going to shine. And when the world recognizes it, they're going to recognize it as they get closer and closer to theirs. They're going to recognize that it is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, coming back with the church. And when they come back, they are going to come back. I don't know if it's 24 hours or 24 minutes or whatever, but when they come back, they're going to come back with white horses, stallions, dressed in white. Jesus Christ is going to be the head behind them, and he's going to shout, and he's going to meet the Antichrist at the Valley of Megiddo, and the devil going to have all the armies of the world. And General MacArthur said that. He said that in 45, August the 6th on the USS Missouri. He said, look here, we got to find a more equitable way to settle our difference. Otherwise, Armageddon going to lie at our front door. He was referring to the return of Jesus Christ. There's a general. Now, you better listen to the word of God first, and you better listen to the general. He knew what he was talking about. And now the world is getting ready to start World War III, and that will build on up until Armageddon. You need Christ today. You need Jesus Christ in your life. And I advise you, hey, take a thought on it. Where do I want to go? Do I want this world? Do I want all the fancy stuff? Do I want all the good times? Do I want all the drinking? Do I want all the women? Do I want all the party? Okay, you take it all. Take it all. You get to take it all. What you got when you got it? When it's all done. What you got? You ain't got a thing. You ain't got nothing. You lost.
Yeah.
You lost now. And now you got to pay. God, I don't want to pay for my sin. If you pay for your own sins, you got to pay for it by suffering in pain and agony and remorse. And that, it's going to be so, and hell is going to be a mess. It's going to be stinking. It's going to be hot. It's going to be miserable. You ain't going to be able to sleep. You ain't going to be able to get no water. You're going to be thinking about what all you've done. You're going to see where you made your mistake. You're going to wish all they got saved. I wish those crazy preachers would have told me the truth. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you, don't go to hell. Please don't go. And don't try to get nobody to go for you, because Jesus Christ has already went for you. And since he went for you, he got up.
Right.
By him getting up, he don't pay. He don't pay for your sin. So now you don't have to die the spiritual death, because the spiritual death means that you will be separated from God forever, because no sinner can live in heaven. Can't do it. Sinner can't go.
Right.
Church, a church member that's been going to church all their life, if they ain't saved, they can't go. Just because you say, Lord, Lord, don't mean you're going to hell. Everybody that talk about heaven don't mean they going. Everybody that you think is going to go to hell, better watch out. Because one of the things I think they're going to be in heaven, not because of a special thing they did, but because they received Jesus Christ before they died. Because after you die, you can't receive it no more. Brother Tim, go ahead and do what you got to do by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen, brother. Good word. Amen. Thank you so much, brother. Amen. I'm really enjoying this. Amen. And so back to the churches. Amen. I want to touch on the churches just a little bit. then we're going to go ahead and get right into salvation. Amen. Then me and
amen,
Watchman on the Wall, Minister Elder Bazaar, amen, giving the word today.
Brother.
Awesome word, amen. I thank the brother so much, amen, for having me. Amen. We just want you to receive salvation. We don't want no one to be lost. We love each and every one of you under the sounds of our voices. Amen. Do know and understand that when the tribulation hits, amen, and we can't calculate, amen, what's going to happen. We don't know exactly what's going to happen other than what the book shows. Amen. But we know that unthinkable. We know that you're not going to be able to endure it. I've been hearing some people on these different videos say that we need to get ready to go through the tribulation. The church, the true believers, will not go through the tribulation. Amen. Those that attend church and that's in their plan, that's in there is not rightly dividing the word on purpose. They're not taking the time out to get in there and study and learn what the Bible says. They're just in there playing. Yeah, you probably will be here. Hey, man, you'll be here. We won't be here. The church, the true church, the believers, we will be out of here. Amen. Because, amen, the Most High knows how to keep his children, amen, from temptation. The brother minister elder gave a good, amen, example when he used the Noah's Ark. Amen. You said Noah was taken what? Amen. Out of the flood, out of the way of the flood. Amen. They was on top of the water. Amen. And all the corruption in 40 days and 40 nights, they was on top of it. While what? All the chaos was up under them. It's going to be the same way with us. We're going to be what? Up into heaven. And a lot of people,
amen,
are looking for a deliverance. Amen. But the deliverance is not as you think. But your deliverance, it's going to be the return of Christ. So get ready. That's what you need to be looking for. He's going to come back and get the church. That's your deliverance.
Yeah.
You think that you're going to another country that's going to be safer. I just showed you in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 10, he said that the temptation shall come upon all of the world. Every living soul, I don't care if they live in the jungle. I don't care if they live in the mountains. I don't care if they live on the ground. I don't care if they live up in the high treetop. Amen, brother. Amen. They better know. Amen. The Bible says, who shall be able to stand? Amen. When the day of Christ come, the day of the Lord come, amen. That's Revelation the 14th chapter. Let me go there real quick. Revelation the 14th chapter. Let me see what it says. I'm going to go there and I'm going to bounce back. Amen. I'm going to bounce back. Go to Revelation the 14th chapter. Let's see what verse it is. Amen. It seems to be verse 7. Amen. It says, sang with a loud voice.
All right.
Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea. And the fountain of the waters. Amen. So the hour, amen, of his judgment is come. So we talk about the hour of temptation. Amen. The first 3.5 years. Amen. Which is actually the whole 7 years. Amen. But then the last hour that which the word speaks of is the hour of judgment of Christ. So we know that Christ is going to judge who? The unbeliever. But this judgment is actually for the full what? 7 years. But we know that the effects. Amen, of what's going to take place.
Amen.
He's going to judge those who what have rejected him this entire seven-year period. But we do know and understand that the church will not be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to go over to let's go to First Thessalonians. Amen. Because
First Thessalonians, you got it.
1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Yes, sir. Amen. Because, again, for the many people, you'd be surprised, amen, how many people in church, amen, they just attend in church. This was the message that Christ gave to who? To John, to give to everyone that's associated with his word. Meaning that if someone is in a church or some type of assembly, that's what church basically is. It's an assembly. And you are reading from this Bible. You have the opportunity. The same opportunity as me and the brother minister, the watchman on the wall, Minister Elder Bazaar, have to learn the word. And he and you know, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing special about us. Amen. We believe just like you believe. Amen. He can give you the same thing that he's blessed us with. Amen. The Bible says, amen. He has no respect for a person. Amen. So, amen. He gives you the same thing. If you ask him, he'll give it to you. We need to be preaching Revelation and the return of Christ. We need to be teaching the book of Daniel and the return of Christ. We are in the times. Amen.
Time.
It is important that we don't ignore the times that we are in. And I just gave you an example of what woke me up, which was Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 4. When I read that man shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. When I read that, I said, whoa, I remember my dad used to talk about that. That woke me up in my salvation. See, the Bible don't mean the same thing to you when you're an unbeliever. See, just because my daddy was a pastor, just because my mama played the piano in the church, and my grandmother was the mother of the church, amen, the eldest in the church, that don't save me. Amen.
No.
I don't get no exemption. I don't get
Come
no
on,
special
bro.
Pass just because
no,
of my
don't.
Mom and dad and grandparents and Paul did. I don't get no special regardless, but what did you do? I got
Come
to
on.
Stand before the thief. The Bible says, I got to stand before Christ, before the judgment.
Yes, you do.
Amen. So I have to get
yes,
an account
sir.
Of what? My own soul salvation. I
yes,
have to
sir.
Give an account. So I have to confess with my mouth and believe in
All
my
right.
heart. That he said that God had raised him from the dead, and that he died for my sins, and now he lives forevermore on the right. He sits on the right hand of the throne of God and awaiting to come back to get the church. That's what I believe. Amen. I believe that the church will not go through the great tribulation. We shall not be here. Amen. That's what I believe. Amen. We won't be here. So, amen. 1 Thessalonians. The 5th chapter, amen. Let's see what it says, amen. We know that this message in the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians is right out the wind. The church has been gathered together, amen. So now watch what it says, because Paul is letting us know. He said, but other times and the seasons. See, it's the times that we're in. It's the things that go on around us, the times of the world. And my dad used to always talk about how it's going to get worse and worse in this 21st century. He said, especially in this new millennium, he said it's going to get worse and worse. The times and the age that we're in, he said, Lord, there's going to be people that's going to wish they had never been born. Amen. I believe that. Amen. I truthfully believe that. I heard people complain. I said, man, I'm just thinking to myself, I work at the bank and folks complain about they can't wait till this is over. But in the back of my mind, amen, you know what I be thinking. I can't say it, but you know what I be thinking. Lord, have mercy on their soul. I hope they got salvation. I still want to know why. It ain't going to get better. You think you complain about this pandemic now. And like the doctor said, he said it ain't over. It's not going to be over until Christ comes. It's just going to get worse.
And worse.
Oh, man. And the Bible speaks about it, that when they say sudden peace, don't believe it. Amen.
All
when
right.
they say sudden peace, even in the tribulation, if they say don't believe it, amen.
Don't believe it.
It says, well, watch this. It says, brethren, who's it talking to? It's talking to the church, the believers. Ye have no need that I write unto you.
All right.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
So why would Paul write that if we're going to go through the tribulation? We know that when Christ come back as a thief in the night, amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. It says that for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them
come on.
As travail upon a woman with child. And they shall not escape.
Come on.
Now, we know the language of them and they, amen, that they are not who? Of us. We talked about that
amen.
Over in 2 John, the 2nd chapter, verses 18 through the 20th verse. How when it talks about us, it's talking about who? The church.
the believers.
The church.
So Paul is referring to those who what? Are unsaved. It says, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with a child. And they shall what?
Yes, sir.
Not escape. We've been talking about this for months now. When the Holy Spirit steps back, when Christ come back to get the church, and that man of sin shall be revealed, oh, my gosh. I don't care how many guns you got. You ain't going to be able to defend yourself for what's coming. I don't care how much food you got in your shed, in your backyard, or underground, or in the stores across town. I don't care what you got. It ain't going to be enough to feed you and your family long enough for that seven-year period. Amen. I don't care what type
Amen.
Of job you got, or how much money you got in your bank account. Amen.
Woo.
Guess what? Amen. You know you won't be able to buy nor sell without the mark of the beast. Amen. Amen. It just ain't going to be enough. You're not going to escape.
No.
I don't care what type of bunker you got. You're not going to escape. When them locusts hit the earth, come out of the pit, you ain't going to be able to escape them. I don't care if you got a room like a vault. Amen. Let me tell you, we talk
That's
about
right.
some things that you ain't never seen. They're going to still be able to get
That's
in there.
Right.
Lord, have mercy. Man, I'm telling you, you're going to see some stuff that you ain't the Bible. Daniel said it and Christ said it. There should be a time like never before on this earth. You can't imagine what's coming to this planet. You won't be able to stop it. Amen. I'm telling you.
No way.
You can serve the devil all you want and plead to Satan. Lucifer can't help you. Amen. Lucifer can't help you now.
He can't help you now.
He can't help you.
No, he can't.
You ain't going to be able to hide. You ain't going to be able to escape this one. It's coming. And the world has got to give an account. It's got to be judged. Amen. You got to
Amen.
Be judged. And it's going to come destruction. And it's going to be a perilous time for the unbelievers.
Perilous time.
And they go,
perilous
Amen.
Time.
And man, I'm talking about, you talking about constant sorrow. Not enough food. Not enough money. You think folks complain about wearing masks and this virus. Man, I'm telling you, no water. You ain't going to have no water to drink. You don't have no food. It ain't going to be no wine and dining like a lot of folks think. It ain't going to be no party like
you think
it is.
Come on now.
It ain't going to be none of that.
Tell the truth. Tell
Amen.
The truth.
Verse, that's right. Watch what verse 4 says. It says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. Amen. That's called
Come
we study and read the word. We know what the word says. That day should overtake you as a thief.
All right.
Amen. Now, what is that referring to? That's referring to what Paul said when he said, in a twinkling of an eye, he going to come as a thief in the night, and that we should be ready.
Ready.
The church age is the one great mystery, one of the greatest mysteries of the Bible, because why? Nobody know when it's going to end.
All
Christ
right.
Says, nobody knows the what? The day,
the day.
Nor the hour. That's what it says. Nobody knows when Christ is going to return. He said, but my Father in heaven knows. We have no
That's
knowledge
right.
when Christ is going to return to come back
exactly.
to get who? The church. We don't know when he's going to come. Amen. But we are to watch. The Bible said we are supposed to watch and be ready.
Watch.
Amen. Because we don't know when he's going to return. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch what it says in Matthew. The 24th chapter, verse 36, it says, but of that day and hour knoweth what? No man.
No man.
No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Amen.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son
come
of
on.
Man be.
Yeah.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were what? Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Understand what this is saying. They are partying. The gays are marrying the gays. The lizards are marrying the lizards. Man, we seeing some, me and my wife were talking about that the other day. We seeing some folks, talking about some old folks I'm like looking at my wife like, man, they must have hit that. These folks like they 80 no. years old. That's 60 and 70. I mean, they were doing that back then.
No,
hey, man, I said, man, they must have really hit that. Hey, man, my wife said that. She said, yeah. He said, they said, it seems like the more the older, the more mature they are, they coming out more than the younger people. We can't
it's
believe
it. Hey, sicko.
Hey, man,
sickos.
These are folks that used to be married. Say they used to be married.
Right.
Now these folks are so happy now that they can come out and they ain't got to hide no more. That's what they said. They ain't got to hide no more, brother. I'm going to take one more minute. I'm going to turn it back over to you. But watch
go
this.
Ahead, brother.
Amen. It says, for as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. So
amen.
He talks about, amen, watch, amen, because a thief, amen, come, and he will come as a thief in the night. So we just basically want you to be ready for the return of Christ. Amen. We ought to be watching and looking for his return because we don't want you to be lost, to miss this opportunity. If you have opportunity, amen, like you say, if you know better, do better. Take advantage of it, amen. But I'm going to turn back over to the brother. We got five more minutes. I want to let him say what he got to say. And we're going to continue next week because I got some more scriptures that I would like to cover because I want to deal more about when people are saying that there's going to be a post-rapture, post-tribulation, what they call it. When people are saying that we're going to be caught up, that makes no sense. We can't. He's not gonna raise us. Then we're gonna come right back with him. That don't make no sense. Amen. Amen. I don't agree with that. But amen, brother. I'm gonna go ahead
where's
and
the judgment seat?
I'm gonna continue next week. Amen. That's right.
All
amen.
Right.
The blessed seat. Where's the judgment at? Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Praise God. Praise God, brother. Brother Tim, you got my soul jumping. Yeah, you got my soul excited.
Amen, brother. All glory. You too, brother.
Amen. We want to know our listeners out there. If you know anybody that will want to tune in, we'll be tuning in every Sunday at 5 o'clock, and we'll be talking about and discussing on these situations in scripture. And we will be pinpointing exactly going back, and we have to go it over and over again to get it instilled in your spirit, so you'll know exactly where you're at. But we are at the close of the church age. The church age is getting ready to get up out of here. Amen. And just
amen.
Like the brother said, don't know where you're at, who you are. You can be in the jungles. You can be in Australia. You can be, oh, my God. God got millions of people that have accepted him. You got them in prisons. You got them, oh, my God.
Right.
Amen. And I thank God for it because I want him to save everybody that want to be saved. Amen. But you know how we are. We are Romans 10:9. That's our confess. Make a confession. I mean, divine confession. Confess with your mouth. Amen. And what? And believe in your heart. What? That God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, I'll make it plain. God raised himself from the dead. Oh, Christ. Because Jesus Christ is God Almighty. He raised his own body, his own power for you, for me, for everyone that accepts his son, Jesus Christ. Please, please don't put it off. Please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't try to go on in life without Christ in your life. And actually, you ain't going to give up nothing. When you say, I'm going to stop smoking, stop drinking, start whoremongering, you ain't giving up nothing. You ain't giving up nothing because it's only going to do is damn your soul. It's going to separate you from God, and you're going to have to pay. And I don't care. You can ask anybody. Would you like to pay for your own sins? Ain't nobody going to say, man, I'll go ahead. Oh, maybe at the time. But no man want to pay for his own sin. And then if you don't want to pay for your own sin, let Jesus Christ pay for it. And he will give you a complete receipt by sealing you with his blood and redeeming you from the pits of hell. Bible says if you confess and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. This is conclusion of our session here. Come back next Sunday. Amen. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Amen. And I'm going to be on Mother's Day. Amen. Because this is urgent. This is emergency. This is the most important emergency and message that I and Brother Tim can express to you. It's urgent. Urgent. Don't die. Don't die without Christ. Accept
That's
him
right.
in your heart. And if you accept him in your heart and repent, be godly sorrow for your sins. You're a low-down, dirty, rotten sinner, and God still loves you, but he don't love the sin. He wants to wash it away. He wants to clean you up. He wants to make you a brand-new creature. He wants you to shout and let the